Te Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Of the Cosmic Creations, Chapter 22, entitled
Balimaharashim Bhagavatam.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Of the Cosmic Creations, Chapter 22,
Pitamahom
Balimaharashim
Bhagavatam.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Pitamahom Bhavadiya Sammata.
Pitamahom
Balimaharashim
Bhagavatam.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Pitamahom
Bhavadiya Sammata.
Pitamahom
Balimaharashim Bhagavatam.
Vipakshe
Navichitravaisya.
Mahome
Bhavadiya Sammata.
Pitamahom
Balimaharashim
Bhagavatam.
Mahome
Bhavadiya Sammata.
Pitamahome
Bhavadiya Sammata.
Mahome
Bhavadiya Sammata.
Vipakshe
Bhagavate
I'm not
Circumstance was very dire because if he missed one question, if he answered one of the riddles wrongly, all his brothers would die. The riddles are very fascinating, but among one of those riddles was this: what is the real path to follow in life? What is the real path to follow in life? And Maharaj Yudhisthira answered it correctly. He said, the best path to follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees, for they are the actual Mahajans whose heart are the sitting place of the real truth regarding religion. And thus, there is this very famous
Gopijana
that is quoted in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we receive through our Shuddha Sukha Mahajano Dina Yatha Samsara Pantaha means path. So the real path is to follow the Mahajans, the great souls. Mahajan means literally great soul. Jana means the real path is to follow the Mahajans, the great people, the great souls. The greatest people in society. Mahajan means literally great soul. Jana
now the
means
question is, who is Mahajan?
Because for different types of people, they may...
Jana now the
means
question is, who is Mahajan?
This person is Mahajan.
Because
in fact, we
for
see that different types of people, the term
they
Mahajan,
may...
Jana
now the question is, who is Mahajan?
This is Mahatma.
This person.
These are singular. Is used to give a title of importance of a person who, for a group of people, is the best. So, among politicians in India, then we have Mahatma Gandhi. And then for materialistic people, then they can see, oh, this is a great person and we should follow in their footsteps. We follow in the footsteps of this great person to achieve the same thing that this great person achieved. So among materialistic people, we like to follow, Steve Jobs or some other great materialistic person that achieved, what's the name of the Microsoft guy? Bill Gates or things like that. Among demons, then there are so many great examples of demons. Some people really admire Hitler, the white supremacists, they still admire, this person as a topmost. And Hiranyakashipu, Jarasandha, Megda, which was the son of Ravana himself. These are all the demons addressed as the best. So who's Mahajan? How we understand Mahajan? And why is it so important to follow the Mahajans? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the definition of a Mahajan, and it's very simple. Mahatmanas tuman partha is in the 9th chapter. Krishna gives the definition that the Mahatma, you can recognize the Mahatma by their behavior. The Mahajans and the Mahatmas, you can recognize by their behavior, by what they do. Why the Mahatma is
their qualities Bhajanti Ananya Manaso, that their minds are always fully absorbed in loving service to the Supreme Person, and they always chanting the glories. They always chanting the glories of the Lord. Why is that? Because they understand in full the personality of Godhead. They have complete understanding of what is the position of the personality of Godhead as original and inexhaustible, the origin of everything. And therefore, they dive in Prakrita Ashrita. The Mahajans are always situated in the internal potency of the Lord. So, it's only through the Mahajans that we can understand this most confidential knowledge of the personality of Godhead. And that's what Yamaraj himself, he explained to the Yamadutas in the pastime of Yamaraj answering the doubts and the questions that the Yamadutas placed in front of him when they were completely bewildered, because they were doing the job. They went to pick and take,
we'll show you how to create, arrest, and change your channel
and
art.
Dragged into the court of Yamaraj to
You'll
be
need to
punished.
Visit your channel.
This most
you
sinful
this
person.
Opening the guide and clicking my channel.
His name was Ajamil. Terribly
now move
sinful
your mouse over the
person.
Banner. Click the
a
pencil
fallen
icon.
Brahmana
then select
who has,
edit channel art.
You
have a few options here.
Who has
you can use
committed
channel art
the most
by YouTube
every
by
abominable action
if you
that
have your account
be,
linked to Google Photos. You can use one of your own imported
written.
Photos.
He
you
has
can also create your own channel
committed.
Art using image editing
terrible.
Software. While the smallest size for channel art is 2048 by 1,152
So the
pixels,
Yamadutas came to pick him up at the time of death.
2,560 pixels wide.
And there was
and
no doubt.
1,440
this person
pixels.
Must be punished.
If you're unsure
it was
of the width
in the
height
list.
Of your image, we suggest
you know,
using
was,
either your
you know,
computer's
like when
image
we go
editor
to
or find
the
one
post
online
office
so you can
and
make
the most wanted
size
people.
If you need to.
Type of thing.
We also recommend
by
that
the FBI
image's file
things
size
like that.
He
was in their books. This
to
guy
get a better idea
be
of channel
up.
Art size and what parts of your channel art will
as
be shown
per,
on mobile devices
you know,
and TVs, just click
Lord
this annotation
Yamaraj.
To download our channel art template.
But it happens that we know Ajamil.
When you upload your image,
had
you'll
the great
be able to
fortune
see how it looks across all devices. From here,
that
you can
he
click
named
adjust
his
the crop
son as
for
Narayan, and as he
if
called
the, smallest
the holy
size
name of Lord Narayan at the time of death, he was calling
pixels.
For his son, but
you
he started
the adjust the crop button.
To chant.
Once you're
with
all set,
feelings,
just click on Select to apply your changes.
The name of his son
you should
who
now
was
see your updated channel
Narayan.
Art in the banner.
And because of
and
that,
be
the
sure
Vishnudutas came
tips and tricks.
And the Vishnudutas rescue Ajamil. Now, the Yamadutas were confused. What's happening here? How is this possible? This man obviously is a sinful person. Why is he being given this free pass? Justice say this person have to be punished. And our job is to punish him. So what's happening? So they approach Yamaraj. And Yamaraj explains the principles of the greater picture of how the universe, how the laws of Krishna, of God, rules the universe, and what are the things, a much more refined understanding of the principles that rules the creation, the principles of dharma. A much more refined understanding of dharma. And the specific one is that Yamaraj explains to the Yamadutas is the principle that rules, that is the ultimate principle of Dharma. And that's called Bhagavad Dharma. And he says that Bhagavad Dharma, this is his own words, Yamaraj, translation. My dear servants, these transcendental religious principles, which is known as Bhagavad Dharma, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him, is uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. It is very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand. But if by chance one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home back to Godhead. So, these principles of Bhagavad Dharma are not simply to be understood. They're confidential. They're very confidential. And Krishna says that to Arjuna in the fourth chapter. He qualifies it. He says, Rahasyam hi etat utamam. Rahasya means that this knowledge that he's revealing to Arjuna is rahasyam, which is very confidential. Is not something that is just, you know, you open a magazine, you know, something and it's there. No, this is confidential knowledge. And to be able to receive this knowledge from Krishna, there is a qualification that was required. And Arjuna fulfilled that qualification. Bhaktosi me shakacheti. Because you are my devotee, as well as my friend, then this very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is told by me, Krishna, today to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend. And because of that, you can understand this mysterious science, because you are. So it's not easy to understand. It's not easy to understand. So how do we understand? Well, therefore, we have to accept and follow the Mahajanas. The certified Mahajans, therefore, Yamaraj say, here are the certified Mahajans. You don't have to speculate. I'm going to give you the list of, in this universe, here are the recognized authorities. There are 12. 12 authorities. And you follow on their footsteps, and you will be able to receive this most transcendental confidential knowledge. Thank you. This most confidential knowledge. So, who are those? There are 12. So first, Swayambhur, which is Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Kumara, the four Kumaras, Kapilo, Lord Kapiladev, the son of Devahuti. Prabhupada makes sure that he puts this, because apparently there's some atheist Kapila that also propounded some bogus philosophy. Kapila, Lord Kapila Dev, the son of Devahuti, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlado, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka, Janaka Maharaj, Vishmo, Lord Vishmadev, Balir, Bali Maharaj, Vyasakir is Sukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, and Vajam, me myself, which is Yamaraj speaking. So these are the 12. The 12 accepted Mahajans. So we follow on the Mahajans. That's a principle. We follow on their example. And in this case, Bali Maharaj, one of the authorized Mahajan himself, is explaining that I'm simply following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, an example of undeviated devotion in despite of the greatest difficulties. Prahlad Maharaj was this pure devotee of the Lord who took birth in the family of the greatest demon that has been recorded in the whole history of the universe, Hiranyakashipu. And so one can imagine, you know, the difficulties that he have to go through. And we know the pastime, you know, how many attempts to kill him in so many ways and harass him, that Hiranyakashipu was putting Prahlad Maharaj through. But Prahlad Maharaj never deviated, to the point that there was miracle after miracles happening just on Prahlad Maharaj's devotion, as he's being thrown to a cliff, you know, thrown, and he's, nothing happens to him, he's unharmed. He's been put in a boiling oil, like he's taking a bath or something, no problem. He's been, these demons with all these weapons is trying to pierce him and kill him. They couldn't do anything. I mean, these are weapons. So there's this witch who was trying to burn him alive. He was fine. The witch got burned. So like that, Prahlad Maharaj never deviated on his Krishna's Maranam. He was always meditating on Krishna, chanting his holy names. So Bali Maharaj is following in that principle, following the principles that Prahlad Maharaj has established, which in despite of any circumstance that is difficult and that he appears to be negative, then his devotion doesn't change. He sees, you know, the personality of God's hand, and he is quite peaceful and satisfied, understanding the Lord's mercy. So what is the principle that is there that comes down, this Bhagavad Dharma? What is this most confidential knowledge that we learn in the Bhagavad Gita? Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains that what is the problem? It's so easy. The whole thing is so simple. Krishna says he's God. It's you know, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, the whole thing is very simple, simply explained. There's no going around. Krishna says, there's no truth superior to me. And then there is Arjuna, certified also Mahajan, as per the Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna says, I'm telling you all this stuff because you are qualified. You are a certified devotee. You know. So he's certified Mahajan. And we simply have to follow Arjuna's footsteps. So what is Arjuna learning? What is this Bhagavad Dharma? What is this most confidential knowledge? What we know, devotional service. But what exactly defines that devotional service? And thus, the Sarva Dharma Parityaja principle. Exclusive devotion. Exclusive devotion to Krishna. Not being distracted by these different principles of religion and this and that, but exclusive devotion to Krishna. And that is the principle, that is the path that is given by the Mahajans. So we simply have to follow on the footsteps and always recognize the authorities and follow the authorities. The bona fide authorities. So we're connected to a great lineage that comes from Krishna himself into the Mahajan, Lord Brahma. Narada Muni is in our Sampradaya too, Mahajan. And so we follow like that, the path of the Mahajans. And we have the great fortune to be connected to, we can also claim, at least ourselves, all of us who are present here, that we have, just like Bali Maharaj is connected to his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, we have the great fortune to have our grandfather, spiritual grandfather, Srila Prabhupada. And we're receiving from Srila Prabhupada the path, and we're following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. So, one of the things that Srila Prabhupada gave us, and is what you're going to be studying, you know, in the Nectar of Devotion. What is the first principle of devotion that we take? What is that first step that we receive that is most important? Because when we establish in that first principle, then the whole path is okay, you know, now we have it. Here's the path. And that principle is Guru Pada Ashraya. Guru Pada Ashraya. That we take full shelter on the lotus feet of the spiritual master. That's, you know, Srila Rupa Goswami that we receive from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's example is his full dedication to the mission of a spiritual master, and therefore we also have, following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, we have full dedication to the service of our spiritual master. And we have to understand, like with care and depth, what it means to actually be in the shelter of the spiritual master, that what we represent, because this is something that Bali Maharaj is also bringing. He is connected to this great lineage and he's representing Prahlad Maharaj. So as a representative of Prahlad Maharaj, he must act following Prahlad Maharaj's example. So it's for him it's very clear. So recognizing what we represent, what we're connected to, and following that example, following those footsteps. When we're connected to our spiritual master and see that the mission of my spiritual master is to serve the mission of his spiritual master, and we understand that full connection. So in the case of that we find ourselves as members of this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and we see that by this wonderful fortune we are connected to the great Acharya of Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada is a prominent Acharya of the age of Kali, for the rest of Kali Yuga, which is quite something in terms of what we represent. So the more we embrace and we understand the depth of, you know, our lineage, the more we're going to be able to receive the full mercy of this great disciplic succession. So the example of Bali Maharaj is very wonderful. It's such a touching pastime in terms of surrender, humility, accepting the mercy of the Lord, and the connection, that strong connection that he has with Prahlad Maharaj. So strong that throughout, even going through the experience of seeing his own spiritual master falling from that path, but his connection to the disciplic line was so strong that he remained perfectly situated. So we have to have a very, very deep understanding of our lineage and our relationship with our spiritual master and with Srila Prabhupada, who is the prominent, the preeminent Shiksha Guru of all of us, and following his footsteps. Any comments or questions? Giriraj Prabhu. Giridhari. It's a Giriraj too.
Wondering if you can explain a little bit the difference between following in the footsteps and imitating. Sometimes it's like a little bit stressful trying to like act, like sometimes I feel like I'm stressed to like get to the level of like my spiritual master, like his level of devotion is the way that he surrendered, how much service he's done, things like that. It's like it's almost too much pressure to try and get to that level. So in that context,
yeah, you can be actually really hard line with imitation. Obviously, imitation is not the real thing. You know, imitation is when we actually try to act like we are in a position that we're not. And you can take a self approach that it happens sometimes, like you said, you know, the intentions may be sincere, when trying to, you know, to follow, to do the things as my Guru Maharaj does. But, you know, I maybe start to act in a position that it doesn't, that is not, doesn't represent my consciousness. And what is the symptom of that? It's a symptom of just immaturity. So, Prabhupada sometimes will argue against, you know, people criticizing his disciples. And he will say, you know, why are you criticizing? You know, they are in the shower, or they are cleaning themselves. Basically, they are in the process of purification. And they're, you know, working hard on that. So, individually for us, we should be very introspective and try to understand when the difference between imitation and following. I think if we're introspective, we can get a sense of it. What's a symptom of imitation is when you start to, you know, there is pride involved. There is I would say that's the main thing, pride. So you take, you know, I'm taking the position of a spiritual leader, so there is people who have to accept my leadership. And I'm sort of like feeling it, you know. So if you start to observe in yourself all these traits, then you know that there is something that is not in place. In general, what happens is that Krishna is the one who comes and corrects us. You know, you get exposed the flaws, because I may be speaking, you know, high philosophy, but then I get caught in some base sense gratification, you know, and so the whole thing becomes exposed, and then, you know, we have to start from the humble position that we are, which is simply followers. So in general that happens. But it's better than instead of Krishna having to come and have to embarrass you by, you know, dismantling in front of everybody your imitation, it's much better that we are seriously, you know, being constantly introspective. And I liked in your class the last time the answer that you gave in terms of how to deal with this difficulties and things like that. And we need guidance. You know, how to make sure that we're following, or make sure we're getting instructions. Constant, you know, instructions. So we have that connection to, you know, to keep understanding how to follow. So our relationship with our Guru Maharaj is constantly of submissive inquiry and service. So we ask him, you know, and we keep in the services that we do, that the responsibilities that we're given, we always keep in my mind that I'm serving my Guru Maharaj, and how my Guru Maharaj will do it. You know, when I'm thinking, you know, this is how he deals with people, this is how we deal with in this situation. And if I don't know, then I ask. If I, Guru Maharaj, how you do this thing? How do you how you deal in a situation like this. And if I don't, and if my spiritual master has placed around me, you know, certain people that will guide me, then, you know, I ask. And so there's all this network of how to help us, how to follow. It's when we want to independently be, you know, the shelter of others, that's when we get into trouble. And it does happen sometimes, you know. You mean you see it, sometimes it happens with devotees. And in general, it's like, oh, actually not in general, always it gets posed in some embarrassing way. Always. So, better not to put oneself in that embarrassing position. Very always to keep humble, you know, and serving your spiritual master. Jai Baladev.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Pretty loud, maybe my voice is loud. Thank you for your class. I have a comment and questions related to, pretty much you answered it, and it's related to everything you said. Especially we're mentioning, and Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that despite being threatened by Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad still never, he still took shelter of Krishna. And one irony I appreciate about this is that even though Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad, like I said, still took shelter of Krishna. He forgave Hiranyakashipu and he was his well-wisher. And from our perspective, when somebody only tries to kill our reputation, we usually take shelter of our Shiksha Guru, vengeance usually. And that's the one thing I appreciate, is because we see that this is the reason Prahlad was famous, even though he was, the reason he was famous is because he wasn't looking, unlike Hiranyakashipu, he wasn't looking for the spotlight and fame. His happiness came from the inner light and the holy name. Krishna Nam Mahamantreda Eta Swabhava Yejape Tada Krishna Upajaya Bhava. And one, you mentioned that point that, like you were answering Didi Dari's point, is that just be humble. And my favorite verse in the Holy Bible, it says that, does that same thing related to the point? Jesus says, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now my question is related to the point, you were mentioning that one can understand a Mahajan by their behavior. So there's a quote that says, one should not judge a book by its cover. You may miss out on a great story. So in the pastime of Haridasa Kaur, it's described, this is in Ancha Lila, chapter 3. It says the prostitute became an exalted devotee only after 3 days, and many starler and advanced Vaishnavas would come to see her and hear from her. And so when we read the general standards of a Mahajan like Prahlad, Haridas, you know, the people who apparently from an external point of view didn't commit mistakes. And then at the same time, we hear also people who have committed mistakes and reformed their life. But the tendency is that we can't appreciate people who reform their life. We say, oh, if they're getting more attention to us, do you know what they did? They were a prostitute. And then we create Vaishnava Parad. So how can we reform that mentality that one cannot always see a Mahajan based on the general standards we hear like Prahlad or Haridas? So can you explain a little bit about that point of view also?
It's just like Yamaraj says, to understand Bhagavad Dharma is very difficult for common people. So we can take it for granted. We just, you know, with our own, you know, machinery here and the whole thing, can't understand. So we should not trust our discrimination. I mean, we need guidance. We need a spiritual master. That's the system. So you want transcendental knowledge? With transcendental knowledge, you can understand who's Mahajan and who's not. Because, so that's, like I mentioned, Srila Rupa Goswami is the first principle of devotion. You take shelter of a spiritual master. And then Prabhupada say, what's the difficulty? Then, you know, everything is there. One can understand. It's very simple. Then we have to put ourselves in that position. Otherwise, you know, yes, there is all these different tendencies and things, and, you know, people who react this way. In general, there's two explanations for people who react in some negative way towards other devotees and things like that, and the vengeance and the anger and the offenses and the whole thing, is that one refuses to actually take shelter of the principle, the system that Krishna has given us, Guru Pada Ashraya. And the other one is that the person who is so immature about following that, you know, their own spiritual master, that they start to neglect the principle of Guru Pada Ashraya. So in reality, really, we have to embrace this Guru Pada Ashraya. That's the principle. And we have to come to that position. Otherwise, we're vulnerable to all this speculation and these mistakes. So, any other thing? We got 3 more minutes. Yes, Jainita Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. This is a question about the topic of remembering Krishna. Most of the time I don't remember Krishna, but then there's been specific times where I'm trying to remember Krishna, specifically when I'm having like a very painful experience or something, you know, physically. For example, sometimes I go get medical treatment, acupuncture or something, or even an injury, something where it's a very painful experience and I'm trying to remember Krishna. And it's very easy, sometimes it's easier for me to see good things coming as Krishna's mercy, but then the opposite side of that is this negative, or, you know, what I think is negative or painful experiences. It's hard for me to either remember Krishna or see it as this is Krishna's mercy coming, this is Krishna's hand and everything, when it's not something I like, when it's painful. So is there... how can you shift this from a negative connotation of Krishna's mercy to seeing it in a positive light, or being grateful?
Well, you can pray like Kunti Devi, just send me pain, just pain and difficulties, just keep sending me all that, because it's so easy to remember in you when all these difficulties are there. That's what Shrimati Kunti Devi, you know, those prayers are. Yeah, it's easier when there's difficulty, because, you know, there's no exit, there's only exit is shelter to Krishna. Then when things are great, then one may be, okay, you know, maybe Krishna don't have to come. You know, things are all right. Of course, you know, the sthita prajna devotee, you know, or like in the situation of Bali Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj, your equal poise in happiness and distress is the same thing. So, but it's a cultivation of meditating, the connection. I think one thing that, again, in that theme of Guru Pada Ashraya, one thing that makes it easier is that everything we do is we're representing our Guru Maharaj, and we're pushing, you know, our Guru Maharaj's vision. We're working hard for that. So every little aspect of what we do is to bring up that desire, the service. So so that at least that meditation helps me, you know. I'm thinking every little aspect that we do, every little thing that we do, we're representing that, you know. And then you can observe yourself in the parts that there is no doubt that there is weakness. You know, when you see that, how can we understand the parts that, you know, we're not doing so well? Well, it's very easy. There's conflict. You know, when there is conflict, it means that your heart, you know, you're contributing to something that is, you know, your lack of Krishna consciousness is contributing to that conflict. So then, you know, we have to think, you know, well, my Guru Maharaj, we're representing him. So we have to, how he wants us to deal with it. So, you know, everything is connected to that. We have to become better. We have to strive for, you know, being a pure representative of our spiritual master and be like him, following, you know, do things how he likes, you know, how he does it, deal with people, see the world, you know, like we're serving that. That's how he wants us to be. So, you know, we strive for that. So it's a meditation, you know. And so when we do our service, we really want to do it carefully and nicely and strive from being better. And when we are seeing ourselves that there is conflict in which we are sort of connected to, you know, we're in the middle of some conflict between other devotees and things like that, then we can understand how my Guru Maharaj would like me to, you know, do. How he does, you know, when he's dealing with situations like this. And then we do. We try. We try to change. All right. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.